Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
You're in the madhouse now.
What's up, guys? How's everyone doing? What is it? It's Thursday afternoon around 12:20, 12:30 on the East Coast Eastern Time. Hey, man, yesterday on the MMA Hour via Ariel Helwani, I'm going to push this button right here. Boom. There we go. Finally, right? A lot of back and forth with Jorge Masvidal being in Stockton and on his socials. And, of course, a lot of even Nate Diaz was in South Florida. So a lot of back and forth. They've been chirping at each other through socials for a little bit. And finally, we got it. Finally, it's official. It's kind of been out there back and forth a little bit on, like I said, on socials, on different accounts. June 1st, Inglewood, California, a 10-round boxing fight at 175 pounds. So there's so many things I want to get into about it. Guys, if you have any questions or thought on this fight, Masvidal versus Diaz 2, jump in there, ask away. We'll answer them all right now. I'm pumped. I am pumped. I know some people aren't into it, and to each their own, right? To each their own. But I love it. For one and foremost, Jorge and Nate are those guys. Like, they are those guys. They are those real combat fight, BMF, the street fight, literally the BMF title. The UFC created this title because these are the two baddest, you know, in the world, right? Like, these are these guys. So some people are saying already, hey, I'm not too sure, you know, what kind of fight we're going to see. Guys, I think we're going to see a war. Like, I think we're going to see a legitimate war. And I know if you guys saw Jorge yesterday talk about it, I think Jorge is going out to absolute send a message, like absolute destroy Nate Diaz. Because Jorge won the first one, won via doctor stoppage, and Nate always didn't feel good about it. Nate always kind of said, like, hey, I was coming along in those later rounds. I was going to be the one to stop him, right? And I think Jorge wants to put an end to it. He's already up 1-0 in the UFC. If he beats Nate Diaz in this boxing match on June 1st, that's it. Like, Nate can't say anything ever again to Jorge Masvidal. And I think that's a coup in the hat to the game bred Jorge Masvidal. 175 pounds. Guys, the pay-per-view, if you get it right now, is $49.99. It looks like after April 13th, it's like an early bird special. After April 13th, this will go to $79.99. So I want your thoughts on that. Real big pay-per-view. I'm hearing the undercard are going to be some phenomenal fights. So some big boy stuff on that. And also, I heard some stuff already. You hear Jake Paul and you hear Tyson and you hear what Jake did to, of course, Ben Askren, T. Woodley, stuff of that nature. The one thing I would really disagree on that, and of course, Nate fought Jake as well. These two guys are not, one of them is not a YouTuber. One of them is not a professional boxer. These are two.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
You're in the madhouse now.
The highest level mixed martial artist who is boxing. And both guys have hands. Like, there's some guys in the UFC, like a Max Holloway, right? Like a DP, the Diamond, Dustin Poirier. There's some great boxers out there that if they went Sugar Sean O'Malley, if they went into the boxing world, they would probably do okay. They would be able to hand themselves. And this isn't Francis going to fight the greatest heavyweight alive today. These are Jorge and Nate. They're MMA guys going into boxing. So I think that's a level playing field. I think we're going to see a really, really great fight, a great boxing match. The odds came out yesterday. I was pretty shocked. Guys, we all know I'm a Jorge guy. It is what it is. I commentated on Game Bread Boxing Promotions earlier shows. One was on UFC Fight Pass. I've done a lot of stuff for Game Bread. So it is what it is. I was shocked when I saw the odds. Oh, I think we made a post about it. Let's see. One sec. I think it was minus 300. 375, even bigger. Jorge Masvidal is a minus 375 betting favorite. That's the opening odds. You can go right now and bet on that fight. That's pretty shocking. That's a big deal, Jorge being that high of a betting favorite. I would assume people, of course, Nate Diaz's people, and a lot of just, you know, MMA guys are going to see, wait, Nate Diaz is plus 300? I'm steaming that. So I would assume those odds will get closer in the foreseeable future, in the upcoming weeks, months, because this thing is June 1st. I know it sounds crazy. I know you say June and it seems far away. Guys, we're almost done in March. So that's April, May. Like, we're going to see all the press conferences. We're going to see the weigh-ins. It's going to be that week will be a spectacle. So this fight, I know it sounds wild, June 1st. It's around the corner. It's really closer than what you people think. Guys, if you have any questions or comments or thoughts about Masvidal Diaz 2, put it right here. Jump in right now. I'll answer everything. Another thing about this fight I really want to talk about is that it's in Inglewood, California. You know, to me, I really thought this for would make sense that it would be one, maybe Miami, you know, of course, Vegas. Vegas is a neutral site. I know it's on the West Coast, of course, closer to Nate. I even kind of thought or maybe dreamed of maybe being back in New York because that's where they fought the first time, right? They fought at MSG when The Rock and Trump was there, everything that they did for the first BMF title. But this fight being in Inglewood, California, like you have to give a ton of respect of Jorge. You would assume is going in as the visitor, going in as the enemy, whatever buzzword you want to say there. But you got to think that Jorge Masvidal going into enemy territory on June 1st in Inglewood, California, at the Kiam Forum. Masvidal wants to go beat. There you go, Sean. There we go. I like that. Masvidal wants to go to beat Diaz in the hood. That's why this fight is so great. This is both these guys are that guy. Sean is absolutely right. I think.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
Masvidal's up 1-0. If Masvidal goes into Inglewood and dominates, shuts down, or just literally breaks his face like he says he's going to do to Nate Diaz, guys, like, tell me Jorge's stock absolutely keeps on ascending. The guy's a star on the promotion side. I thought he would be out of the game. I thought Diaz was from Stockton. No, Diaz is from Stockton. But, guys, it's like Jorge Masvidal, we all know, 305 Miami. If they did this card in Orlando, Florida, like that's, you know, they're driving, you know, all of Masvidal's people will be in Orlando, in Florida. It would be, you know, you got to assume, I know it's not Stockton, but guys, Inglewood, California, you know what I mean? I just wish it wasn't a boxing match that limits both of them. Yeah, I feel you a little bit on that, Sean, but guys, I know that both men love the sweet science. They both love boxing. I know it's something they've been wanting to do for a long time. I know Jorge's actually 1-0 pro. If you look it up, he had a boxing match a long time ago. He's a 1-0 pro. I think they both know there's a lot of money in boxing. There's a lot of money in kind of these huge crossover fights, and they're both businessmen. It is what it is. I'll say that they're both businessmen, and guys, they both been through wars. I don't know if either one of them ever fights in the UFC again or in MMA again. I just don't. They gave us everything they had. You know what I mean? Like, look at their careers. They got so popular at the later stage of the career, especially Jorge, Nate as well. Nate's always been a big name, a big deal. But both of these guys got extremely popular later on. They've been in the game for a minute. They've been in the game for a long, long time. I just think this is the best for both of them health-wise. I think they're going to look good too because they don't have to worry about the ground game. Jorge doesn't have to worry about wrestling and, you know, what happened to him in the last couple MMA fights. He can just go and throw hands. I think he's going to be uber aggressive. I think he's going to go out for the kill. So I get what you're saying. I love that it's a boxing match. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Maybe it is. We will be there. Keila, man, it's going to be crazy. Crazy, crazy. I cannot believe Inglewood, California, Game Bread Boxing Promotions. It's going to be awesome. What's up, Phil? Love both guys, but boxing alone, I'll take Jorge for the win. I agree. You know, I don't know how, you know, what I'm going to do about the card itself, but just my first gut feeling when I see these matchup. But come on, guys, the betting odds, Jorge's a -375 betting favorite. So that alone, right off the rip, that kind of tells you what Vegas thinks and what these big sports app thinks, that you can put a lot of money on this fight. If you want to make a ton of, you know, Drake's going to bet on it, right? You know, it's going to be on stake. So I think Jorge is definitely the betting favorite. They fought already in MMA. Jorge looked great in that. You can tell not even that. Jorge's in phenomenal shape. Jorge's in boxer shape. Jorge's in camp. You go check out his socials. He's been out there in Vegas doing his thing. He's got a great trainer. He's been, you know, sparring. Let me just say, Jorge's in shape. I'll tell you that. I haven't seen Nate do anything really lately. I see Nate Diaz is around. Jillian told us he was a part of that seminar. He's coaching in seminars and doing stuff like that. Even Nate's doing his thing, making money. But I haven't seen him in a boxing ring, since the Jake Paul fight. And I think a lot of us were, I don't want to say disappointed. I think a lot of us were expecting more out of Nate Diaz to Jake Paul. But I'll answer a couple more questions. And then, guys, I'm going to run. The last thing I would say to really jump on this is I think, guys, sub the brand new YouTube channel. There's an old Fight Bananas YouTube channel that's out there. There's a brand new one. Go check out the brand new YouTube channel. There you go. A little commercial. Another question. Let's see. It should be a Game Bread MMA fight or something. I feel like first fight ended a little controversial because cuts on Nate was it wasn't a great finish. Okay. Let's jump on that. Good question, Sean. Good point. I agree that maybe it was controversial. Maybe if that fight's in Las Vegas, they're still fighting, right? There's probably still a fifth round of that fight. I agree with you. It's in New York. New York is kind of newer to mixed martial arts, newer to cuts and blood and that kind of thing. So they stopped the fight. They thought it was messing with his vision, and they don't like that. If you can't physically defend yourself, they'll stop the fight. They don't mess around. And it should be a Game Bread MMA. Like I said, guys, they won. I don't think either man wants to fight in mixed martial arts. It's a totally different camp. I don't think Jorge wants to wrestle. I don't think Masvidal wants to wrestle and grapple. That's just me. That's just my take from the outside. And then two is Jorge is signed under the UFC umbrella, still signed. So let me just throw this out there. He got permission from the UFC to box. They handshake. They have a great relationship. Jorge and the UFC, still very tight. So if Jorge Masvidal ever fights in mixed martial arts again, it will be in the UFC. So let's just clear that up. Maybe if you know that or didn't know that, he is still signed in the UFC. That's how it works. I remember my dear friend Felicia Spencer. I got her gloves right up there, her gloves against Cyborg. When she retired from MMA, we were lucky enough to do that together in Orlando, Florida. She was still signed for the UFC. I think it's like a multiple year thing. It's like, you know, 2 or 4 years that they cannot, you know, they can't fight in MMA just because they say they're retired. If you're in a bad, schedule. What's up, Mr. Dean Tool? What's up, brother? Hey, big announcement yesterday. Congratulations, brother. Congratulations. Insane. Cannot wait. Cannot wait. June 1st. But yeah, if you're still signed under the UFC, you can't just go in other MMA organizations, or everyone would do that. But Jorge got the handshake, so he will be boxing. But if he fights mixed martial arts, and I don't think he will ever do that, it will be, I would assume, under the UFC umbrella. Dean, tell me if I'm wrong, but that's what I think. Insane. Guys, pay-per-view $49.99 right now, early bird special. I think you should jump on that right away, because after April 13th, it goes to $79.99. So make sure you jump on that as soon as you can and get it. Wow, wait a second. Let me push this button. Dean Toole, you know, very, very close with Jorge, business partners, promoter. This will be one of the greatest fight cards of boxing ever. That's my promise. There you go. It's right there. I don't got to say anything else. When the boss man talks, you listen. And I think Dean is definitely a guy in all of everything he's done on the combat sports side. He undersells and overdelivers. So if he's saying this, this will be one of the greatest fight cards in boxing ever. It will be. So I think, I'm telling you, jump on that pay-per-view price right now, $49.99. You don't know what you're going to get. I would assume the undercard will be announced pretty damn soon. But after April 13th, and they start announcing these insane fights, and you'll be like, whoa, I want to jump on it. It's going to turn to $80 real quick. It's a mega, mega pay-per-view in Inglewood, California. Dean, appreciate that, brother. Appreciate that. All right, Tyson, what you got? Nate Diaz for the win. Okay. I love it. I love it. We want to hear everything. We want to hear what you think. Why do you think Nate Diaz is going to win? You know, Jorge's the betting favorite right off the rip. I think Jorge's been looking phenomenal. And also, I just think Jorge's got better hands. I think he's been, you know, has better hands. And Nate didn't look, I feel like he was a little lackluster in his boxing match against Jake Paul. And I know Nate wants to come back on that. And I would assume he will. I think we're going to see one of the best Nate Diaz's we've ever seen. But, hey, I appreciate that, but I am leaning Jorge Masvidal. All right. Let's see this. Dean says, a real boxing card with a huge list of names. This isn't a crossover card. Okay, I like that. That's news to us, guys. So we're going to see boxing stars. We're going to see boxing names. We're going to see boxing phenoms. We're going to see rising stars on the boxing side. This is a boxing card as the main event of Masvidal and Nate Diaz, two of the biggest names in the combat sports history. So that's awesome to hear. Okay, this isn't a crossover card. So we're not going to see, you know, you're not going to see Ben Askren on the card. You know what I mean? You're not going to see Woodley on the card. You're not going to see crossover MMA fighters boxing. You're going to see a boxing card. That's awesome. Very cool. Very cool. Thank you, Dean. Sean, what do you got for us? Sean Strickland goes, if we get Canelo versus Crawford on it, maybe I think that's overhyped. Come on, Sean. Canelo's a monster, dude. I think he's main event. I think he's got something up coming really soon. So, come on. It's not Canelo. We love you, though, Sean. We love you. Wait. Dean is saying, Crawford is fighting Eubanks Jr. Canelo is booked, and they are different weight classes. Yes. Thank you, Dean. Thank you. Would love if they get Colin Walsh on the card. Colin Walsh. Maybe. I know he's a UFC Fight Pass guy, right? Like, he does a lot of UFC Fight Pass stuff. I think he's actually boxing soon back in Madison Square Garden. Colin is a stud. I think, actually, Jorge, you know, did a little thing at his gym. I remember that, where there was pictures posted of them two together. You never know. You never know. That's a great name that can maybe be on the card.
Hey, everyone. It's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kinds of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit OsbourneMediaHouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh,
you're in the madhouse now.
I saw yesterday on socials, if you haven't seen this yet, guys, go check them up. Look at that. Sean, look at that. You asked for it. The boss man is working on it. Look at that. Sean, I love that. But he's also booked. And you never know. Injuries happen on the other side. You never know. One name I did see on socials that posted something about it, and guys, if you don't know him, you have to go check him out. One of the sweetest jabs in all the boxing, undefeated prospect, Devin Cushion, shouted out yesterday on socials that he will be out there on June 1st in Inglewood, California. Guys, go look up Devin Cushion on YouTube. He had a boxing fight on UFC Fight Pass before. One of the most technicians, one of the most beautiful boxers you'll ever see. This jab, boom, his feints, his footwork. Devin Cushion. Go check him out. Unbelievable star. Unbelievable. I would assume he'll be on that. Fight Plantains. Okay. That's a good one. We've never heard that before. Very, very good. All right. He will be fine, especially when he gets a KO early in his upcoming fight. Oh, I see what you're saying. So you're saying Walsh will get a KO and then maybe be booked on this card. That might happen. That might happen. You saw that the boss man himself says he's working on it. Guys, I think this card is probably already booked. It's a Dean Tool, like I said, doesn't talk later and give you some fights you can announce. Hey, appreciate you, brother. You're the man. Much love to Dean Tool. June 1st, Inglewood, California. Get the pay-per-view right now at $49.99. One of the best deals in combat sports you can do. Appreciate you, Dean. Yeah, I think the card has already been booked, guys. This is a card. Stuff like this doesn't happen overnight. This has probably been weeks, months in the making. And when you have such a high-level fight in the main event like Jorge and Nate, you already have your co. You already have a featured fight in mind and works, numbers and money. There's a lot of stuff behind the scenes that not a lot of people see. They just think, you know, they put up the fight poster and they're like, everyone I saw on socials, hey, I want to be in this card. Guys, this card is booked. This card is probably a high-level. People are probably paying to be on this card. This is an insane card. June 1st, Inglewood, California. Hearts. We love Hearts over here. We love you too. We love you too. But all right, we're going to roll. I just wanted to get on here real quick. It was announced yesterday and just wanted to show it some love, man. It deserves it. Jorge Masvidal is going to box. I heard yesterday he's already 1-0, so this is his second professional bout. Nate Diaz, 0-1 as a professional, has lost to Jake Paul. So this is both of their second fight in the boxing realm. So there we go. 10 rounds. 175 pounds. I love that. I would assume both men will be in great physical shape. You can get it right now at $49.99. It will switch to $79.99 after April 13th. You can get your tickets. Kia Forum, Inglewood, California. Masvidal, Diaz 2. Let's go. All right, I'm about to roll. If you guys have any last questions, jump in right now. I'm leaving in 2-3 minutes. Sean, man, much love. Appreciate you. Both get beat by Jake Paul in boxing. Wow. Okay. Sean, that's what we might see next. Tell me that the winner of this fight doesn't hold all the leverage. The winner of Jorge and Nate, especially what we see after AT&T, they both will be fighting kind of in the early summer. Tell me the winner of this fight doesn't get on that microphone and say, Jake Paul, you're doing everything we ever fought for. He'll give a good speech. We might even see Game Bread versus Paul in the future. I like that. Both get. I don't know if they get beat. I would love that. I think Jorge would really bring it to Jake Paul. Jake Paul is always on the attack. He's always the aggressor. And if him fighting on your back foot, if you've ever fought or sparred before, it's hard to fight when you're in retreat. It's hard to fight when you're always on your back foot moving back. So I would love to see Game Bread versus Jake Paul. It's a good parlay. Can't blame them. There you go. I agree with you. Yeah, the winner of this fight calls out Jake. Two humongous money fights in a row. Could be a 2024, right? Who would have thought it? Jorge making 50, 60 million. Crazy. Old man clown boxing match for real, John? I don't think so, brother. I don't think so, man. These are – I walk up to Nate Diaz. Walk up to Jorge Masvidal and call them a clown. Come on, man. That's – nah. You know, they're older for sure. You know, they had two of the greatest UFC careers in the history of the sport. So, nah, we're not messing with that, John. I think you're wrong on that one. All right, guys, we're rolling Thursday afternoon. Appreciate you. Guys, go to the brand new YouTube channel. We're going to be doing a lot of lives. You know, Tuesday, we're live for multiple hours, 1 to 3 Eastern. Wednesday night, Ben and Bananas, we're live. We're going to do post-fight shows. Of course, we're live. Brand new YouTube channel. Look it up. There's two Fight Bananas. You know, it's the one with the lesser people, right? We had 3,500. That one's gone. New YouTube channel. So go sub that channel. We appreciate it. Jake Paul is boxing Mike Tyson. But on June 1st, Jorge, Game Bread, Masvidal, Nate Diaz, Inglewood, California. I'm out. Talk to you guys later.
This is your moment. Your moment to move forward and make progress. It's time to see where an education can take you. For over 130 years, Strayer University has been at the forefront of change, offering programs that help students like you get ahead and stay ahead, so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.